here with us in the studio as we talk about ANMI's Political Affairs Division on consultative meeting that is actually ongoing. Well, various stakeholders are today meeting for the final phase of consultations with returnees, internally displaced persons and refugees aimed at enabling popular participation and civic engagement in the constitutional making and election processes. Well, to hear more on this, I'm glad to be joined here with me in the studio by a representative from the United Nations Mission in South Sudan and Miss Associate Political Affairs Officer Yach Garang. Yach, good morning. Good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sibir William, and thank you for having me on the Morning Breakfast Show.
Yes, let's have a conversation and look at this particular consultative meeting. It has been ongoing for a while now, and this is the final phase of the consultation. Who is going to be part of this gathering?
Well, Sibit William, you will recall that the ANMI's Political Affairs Division, together with a sister, with our colleagues in UNHCR, UNDP, and UN Women, started consultation on the 3rd of March this year. And the target population are the returnees and the IDPs within South Sudan. As per the statistic, in the last September, we had 2.2 million South Sudanese who are internally displaced. And this is a big population that ought to know about the constitution and electoral processes that are ongoing in South Sudan.
Yes, and so far, how has it been with all the consultation? What are some of the findings?
Well, a number of findings are on display. And key among them is, of course, the concern that the constitution making and electoral processes need involvement of all South Sudanese. That means inclusivity is key, participation is key. Then other things that South Sudanese, the returnees and IDPs are more concerned with are things like to do with this insecurity, impassability of roads across the country that may inhibit the consultation when time comes for that. So those are the key thing. First, inclusivity is very much important, and remember the background of this peace agreement is a conflict. A conflict where others feel that they need to be part of the governance. So the citizens themselves would want to be part of decision-making processes. And election and constitution-making processes are one of the processes that South Sudanese IDPs and returnees would want to be part of.
And as you go around with this consultation, just tell us a little bit about the significance of this meeting and why it's very, very important.
Well, it is important. You will recall that South Sudan, since the inception of the statehood in South Sudan, we have been governed by a transitional constitution. And the transitional constitutions were made in a kind of a rush during independence. And even if you go back to 2005, the interim constitution of Sudan and Southern Sudan then were made with a kind of a rush. So this process now, according to the agreement, would want to have all the citizens on board on categories of society, be they the people living with disabilities, be they IDPs, with the refugees themselves, they would want to be part of this thing. So, in a way, a permanent constitution is a conflict management mechanism, and so for it to have a significant acceptance or legitimacy among the citizen, then it must involve all the citizens and all constitutions that involve. This is what the studies show. All constitutions that involve all citizens, that all stakeholders are involved in the process of making constitution, this constitution stands a higher chance of being accepted by the citizen. And if it is accepted, then all these other problems that we, governance problem that we have in the country, will be sorted out automatically.
Yes, and this is the final phase, of course, of the consultation meeting. Could you briefly tell us what format has been this consultation, and for today's case, where will you be meeting, and what format is it taking?
Well, a format in the consultation that we had, we went to Bor, we went to Bentiu, we went to Malakal, we went to Yambio, Yei, Torid, Magui, Wau, and Raja, as far as Raja. And the format is that we, our partner, Sisrali partner, that is UNHCR, that is concerned with IDPs and returnees, identify the participant. Mm-hmm. And participants are brought on board. This is face-to-face, in-person workshops, where citizens are first briefed on what the election and constitution processes are, mm-hmm. what the law says about elections, what the law says. You remember that the law, mm-hmm. election law is still on board now.
Yeah.
I mean, in the parliament, but the constitution making process law is outside. That gives us a mandate to give an information to the citizen. They are made aware of what the content of the constitution making process law is. Mm-hmm. Then they come back now and participate in question sessions, ask questions, participate, give their own suggestion, and by the end of two days' sessions, mm-hmm. They come up with a communique. Mm-hmm. A communique or a resolution. Mm-hmm. A resolution where they state clearly what do they want to be to be involved, how do they want to be involved in the process, in the two processes themselves. So this has been like this. This is the last leg in within the country. Mm-hmm. And we envision to see the team moving outside the country and maybe engage the refugees
in the neighboring countries.
Yes.
All right. Now, generally, I'm just curious, though, generally, after all this consultation, what is the perception of people towards election? Are they ready for election process?
Yeah, this is a call by every citizen that they think that the main objective is for the citizen to get involved in the governance, in self-governance. Mm-hmm. And you can do this thing by giving them opportunity. So the process itself give the citizen opportunity to participate in the governance. Now, all across, we have in the areas that we have gone to, citizens demand elections to be done on time. And even in some areas, they say that they don't need further extensions in their resolutions. And the resolutions are outside there. They can be found with the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and the RRC. They are ready for elections, to have elections. But there are concerns that they said. And the concern are one of the things that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Is, of course, this insecurity across the country. One, and then two is the impossibility of some areas. Some people are displaced. They are concerned, how will we vote when we are in displaced camp? We are displaced from our homes. We are moved. We have been moved to another place. How will we vote? The resolutions. This resolution informed the government and prepared the government to answer some of these questions as time go by and as they make the election law. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, after all this consultation, what will be the next step after these meetings?
The next step after the last lecture that will end tomorrow. We are beginning it today in mm-hmm. Crown Hotel. Here in Juba, we have IDPs and returnees already identified. We shall have about 100 participants in. Then we shall have a state government official and the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, represented by RRC representative. We shall move by the end of this month. We shall go to Kenya. Then from Kenya for about a week, where we will go to Kakuma, Nairobi, consult with the refugees there. Then come back to Juba, and the team will also go to Uganda, Ethiopia. We had planned to go to Sudan, but with the current crisis
Absolutely.
That is ongoing in Sudan, we are likely not to go to Sudan because of that.
All right.
So it will end with consultation of refugees outside the country.
All right, Yaj, just before you go, what message could you like to send when it comes to these consultations?
Well, I would want to inform our South Sudanese citizen to get prepared for these two processes, key processes. If they want to be part of governance, then they need not to be passive. Mm-hmm. They need to be participatory. They need to be part of decisions making. And a constitution making process, one time comes later on for them to be consulted. There will be time where NCRC will go outside with other stakeholders for civic education, consultation, public consultation, and all these things. Like this thing that we are doing now. What we are doing is just kind of awareness consultation. Mm-hmm. So they should be part of this thing. So that we determine the substance of the constitution and the substance of our, and also when election come, we should be part of elections. We should make our voice hard so that we determine the content of the two legislations. Sibid William.
Absolutely. Yes, Garang, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Sibid William, for having me on Radio Mirai.